Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
With the new electronic.
That does sound familiar, ma'am. I would need some more information to know exactly what you call for.
Yeah, sure.
What is your zip code, ma'am?
53916.
Say that one more
New
time.
Age Electronics.
Say that one more time for me, ma'am. What was your zip code?
53916.
I thought you said that, but I wasn't so sure about the nine. I mean, I wasn't so sure about the five. What is your first and last name, ma'am?
Taylor. And I don't really feel comfortable giving my last name until I get a few questions answered myself.
Hi, ma'am. What questions do you have?
Well, what's New Age Electronics? Because that's what I called, and then I got a return call. I said, call me back, and well, you're calling me back. And
From that.
you said it sounded familiar, but that's the number on the website.
Yes, ma'am. That we handle over 400 companies, so that's the reason why I say it's found familiar. Because that's one of the companies, I think that's one of the companies that we deal with, but I'm not finding you under this zip code.
Right, because I didn't order anything, but somehow there was money taken off my card.
Understand that, ma'am.
So,
I'm not seeing it here. You might have to call your bank institution and see if that was the right number.
I got the number off the New Age Electronics website, which doesn't seem to be a real website. So, what's your name?
My name is Renee, ma'am.
What is it?
Renee, Renee.
Renee?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that a male or a female?
I am a male.
Okay. I'm just saying because it was just female's name normally, but so who do
On
you
the
work
contrary,
for?
we are a third-party call center. And on the contrary, it actually was a male name first before it was a female name.
Maybe. I just know the females here.
Yeah. We're a third-party call center, ma'am. We handle the accounts for the online companies.
Okay, 'cause how are you? Okay, I'm kind of confused as to how you would look up someone that didn't purchase anything from the website to begin with.
Well, it may not be if the money was taken out there, somehow the account was created, and we would be able to look it up by that. Possibly if with most of the stuff that we do have, it would be something that would be mailed off to them. That's the reason why we ask for the zip code and the first and last name. And if we can find you, then we actually verify the shipping address. Just to make sure that it is you. If not, we have other ways to verify an account if you don't feel comfortable with giving your shipping address.
Oh, right. That's why it's like a little complicated because I don't think anything would have been perfect. Honestly, the website looks fake to me. There's no real reviews. The eBay reviews look like they're pasted and printed on the website. So I'm not sure if there's more information, like, because yeah, I need that money back. It's saying the electronic place took it, so I one way or another, I need my money back. You know what I'm saying? Because
I understand it,
like, would
ma'am.
there
And
be a credit card on file? Like, would there be a card on file with the why don't you try? Can you look up a Kimberly Sorum? I'll give you that name. That's it. Because normally, in order to make a purchase, you have to use the same person's name as it is on the card.
Yeah. You're right. You are completely right. Can you verify the email address or the shipping address?
Well, doubt you'll find anything with that, but it's 110 Lakecrest Drive, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
I actually did find that. It was under that name.
It was under that name.
Yeah, Kimberly Sorum?
Yes.
Yes,
you
want to
spell it?
S-O-R-U-M.
Yeah. Okay, so you found it then?
Yeah, I did find it.
Okay, so what's the purchase then?
So, I don't know if that's an alias or anything like that.
That's what?
I don't know. So is that you? Or is that somebody you know?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Okay. So what she did was she entered into a sweepstakes that she paid $574 to enter the sweepstakes. And then when she did not win, it charged her the membership fee for the charge of the next level of the sweepstakes, and she also got a $125 voucher in her email to use on our factory direct store. And that's what I have that. And that's what I have that from. Ma'am. Ma'am. Hello? Hello, customer support.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard what you said. It was some sweepstakes thing that you guys like. Not you, but it's a trick. It's tricky. I don't think she knew that she was going to get charged $67. Now, again, that was my money. Okay, so I'm just going to get a little frustrated here. I need it refunded, and I need that transaction canceled.
Okay, ma'am.
Like, now.
Okay, ma'am. I do hear you. So
she did not know at all that she was going to get charged no $67. I don't know where in any sort of email. I could look at her emails right now, and it won't say that she's.
No,
nobody's going to do that.
Yeah, it's with the entered that sweepstakes. It was on that web page.
What web page?
For that KitchenAid. It was for a mixing bowl.
So she entered in $5.
Yeah, and when she didn't win, it charged
when
the 67.
When she didn't win,
it charged the 67.
That don't make no sense.
Because you also do get a $125 voucher with that membership. But your chances of winning the product is increased by 50% every time you enter into it.
You enter in to win, but I just don't see how you get charged another $67. How you get charged money. If you lose, you lose, right? Like, I don't understand.
It lets you know, and like I said, it lets you know in the terms and conditions that it does continue into the sweepstakes with your chance of winning increased by 50%.
Okay, well, we need to be taken off of that immediately, and also, yeah, I need that refunded because that was for my bills. Like, I don't know what she. That's why that stuff. I don't understand this. Like, this is crazy. So she paid $5 to enter. That's what she thought she was doing. That was it.
Yeah,
to enter a winning, not to fucking lose more money. Okay? That's kind of a trick question. That's kind of messed up. That's just messed up. It's a Walmart thing? You did it through a Walmart website? $2.95 you enter in. What you think you're going to win? Did they say anything about taking $67 if you lose? So what does that mean? Is he going to keep getting money taken?
Yes, it's every month, ma'am. But every
not
month
happening.
That you're...
Not happening.
I'm just explaining to you, ma'am. With every month, your chances of winning is 50% increase.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Take her off of that, and that money, that transaction needs to be, like, canceled. Because... All right. Or I need to speak to somebody else.